Show. The Markets. On to Tato Mashiko this evening. Tato is a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. And it's small, easily digestible chunks if you can. Tato, please explain to me what on earth has happened to markets this week.
Good evening, Bruce. That is unfortunately a very difficult question to answer, but I will do my best in saying that almost everything has gone wrong, and therefore markets have been reflecting all the wrongs that are going on in the global economy at the moment. The major one being, of course, rising interest rates, which are due to inflation expectations going far higher than what most authorities thought would happen over the past year.
And we're talking about 10% inflation in the UK. We're talking about higher inflation in the United States. And we've seen central banks across the globe this week, from minuscule central banks, I think Iceland and New Zealand, to larger, more significant central banks, all announce interest rate increases with clear indications of more to come.
And the concern from the market is that this may be a little too late, so to speak. We did have a 25 basis point increase from the Bank of England yesterday, and of course the 50 basis point increase from the Fed. But perhaps they may be slightly behind the curve. We obviously know that last year we had the era of transitory inflation, and clearly inflation has not turned out to be transitory. And some market participants were, in fact, penciling in a 75 basis point hike from the Fed. And of course, after the 50 basis points came in, people may are still expecting a few further rounds of 50 basis point hikes coming in the next few months. And of course, this obviously has a dramatic impact on asset prices globally. Everything is priced off of the yield curve and interest rates. And so if we're going to see a further 250 basis points hike to reach the sort of 3.5% level which the Fed would be comfortable with by the end of the year, then clearly that has implications for asset prices, which have been very frothy, to say the least, over the past few years.
Why is there this massive knee-jerk response to something we knew that was coming? We knew inflation was high. We knew that central banks would have only one tool to fight inflation, and that would be higher interest rates. And the longer they left it, the bigger the interest rate increases would have to be, and possibly for longer. This isn't the stuff of rocket science. We're not asking Elon Musk to design a new rocket that could do loop-the-loops as it takes off. We're simply dealing with monetary policy and an oversupply of capital in markets, and this real need to withdraw that capital and to combat inflation with higher interest rates. This is something that we knew was coming. Why this panic that we're seeing at the moment?
Well, sadly, it is not rocket science, as you say, but we do live in the era of too much information, and it is unfortunately quite easy for market participants to be distracted, whether it's COVID, whether it's the war in Ukraine, or whether it's ESCOM. There are just so many other issues which are compounding on the global economic outlook, which is leading to a higher probability of stagflation, unfortunately. And so inflation and the rising rate cycle was just put on the back burner for some time. Oh, that's just the problem we'll deal with when we get there. Right now, let's try and stay alive and avoid COVID and avoid a war in Russia and Ukraine. But sadly, it's now come to the forefront, and it is now front of mind, and people are having to reprice all of their assets in their portfolios and think seriously about inflation expectations going forward and what that will mean for global valuations and for the global economy.
Yeah, and we're feeling it. I mean, how much did we lose this week? I've actually lost count with all the days off and short weeks and all of that sort of stuff. We're very significantly lower than we were certainly a month ago. We're below 68,000 on the all-share index.
Well, yes, we have significantly, well, we have lost a significant amount, and not just South Africa, but most global indices as well. If you consider China, the Shanghai Composite is down about 20% year to date. If we look at global equities, down about 15% year to date. So we are definitely not alone in this dilemma. But of course, with our currency being the most liquid emerging market currency, we do bear the brunt as far as the rand is concerned. And so breaching 16 was unfortunately not so much of a surprise as the Fed starts to hike, that carry trade moves out. Obviously, our high interest rates are not so high relative to developed market interest rates anymore, and so countries like South Africa, Brazil, and Turkey do feel the brunt whenever there is the sudden shift to hiking rates. We saw the same thing a few years ago with the taper tantrum in the mid-decade that just passed. So it is sadly somewhat predictable, but when it does start, it does tend to catch people off guard as other things are at the forefront, and then suddenly get pushed to the back burner, and so we find ourselves playing catch-up, as it were.
Jack Nicholson in the movie is As Good As It Gets asks in that movie, is this as good as it gets? If I was Jack Nicholson, I'd be saying, is this as bad as it gets? I fear not. What is your view?
Well, I think if we consider some of the valuations we saw in 2020 and 2021, then perhaps it definitely was as good as it gets. It's always easy in hindsight, the perfect science, but some of the IPOs we saw of companies with not just the negative earnings, which is usual if we're talking about high-tech growth companies, but with earnings losses growing and growing at significant rates and still being able to IPO at very lofty valuations. That was definitely a marker of the peak, and so it definitely was as good as it gets. I think going forward, we will have to get used to more pedestrian outcomes, companies generating things like free cash flow, which for a time were considered almost ancient history. But I suppose traditional valuations are coming back to the fore as we enter an era of normal interest rates. And so I think Jack Nicholson was correct, and we're going to have to adjust ourselves to this new reality going forward.
Tato Mashiko, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Thank you very much indeed for your summary of a dreadful week on the markets. We closed down 1,704 points, 2.5% to below 68,000. And there were very, very few places to hide. You could have hidden in packaging and pulp, in Sappi and Mondi, in Karoo and Mediclinic and Old Mutual. But that was probably about it.